Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel. My name is Andrew Erickson, and today we're going to be breaking down 11 players to trade right now for Week 8. Now, let's get into those trades. Running back Khalil Herbert, Chicago Bears, rest of season rank RB40. The Bears have the easiest schedule fantasy running backs remaining for the rest of the season. Considering David Montgomery, 56% snap share, 15 touches, and Khalil Herbert, 41% snap share, 14 touches, split work nearly 50-50 in their Week 7 victory over the Patriots, Herbert's a sneaky trade target because he's not viewed as the team's starter. Even though he's been better than Montgomery in virtually every single rushing metric this year, we're ranking third in yards after contact per attempt in the NFL. And his snap share was the highest it's ever been in Week 7 when Montgomery was fully healthy. The snaps, talent, and upcoming schedule all suggests Herbert's on the cusp of taking over. So trade for him on the cheap with guys like Romeo Doubs, Darnell Mooney, or Tyler Allgeier, or perhaps even this running back who broke out in Week 7, Gus Edwards, Baltimore Ravens, rest of season rank RB32. The Gus Bus rushed 16 times for 66 yards and 2 touchdowns in his return from a torn ACL. Kenyon Drake rushed 11 times for a measly 5 yards. It was great to see the Gus Bus immediately take over the backfield for Baltimore in lieu of J.K. Dobbins' injury. However, keep in mind that Edwards has had a super easy matchup against the Cleveland Browns' horrible run defense. And had not been for the 2 rushing scores, Edwards would have been held nearly as high regard, just based on the touchdowns that he scored. He only played 36% of the snaps with 50% opportunity share. With 0 pass game to usage to speak of and tougher matchups coming up against the Bucs and Saints, I'd sell high on Gus Edwards. His backfield has been anything but a fantasy goal of mine all year long, and that has a lot to do with Lamar Jackson's own rushing ability, reducing scoring for his running backs. Rather have Raheem Mostert in the short term or the Washington Commanders RB1, Brian Robinson. Brian Robinson, Washington Commanders, rest season rank RB27. Robinson crested 22 touches and a 56% opportunity share in Week 7, playing on a 47% snap share. He continues to be the focal point of the Commanders' backfield despite Antonio Gibson's effective play. It's clear Washington wants the rookie to be their RB1, and that means he should be a target in trades with a favorable schedule upcoming for the rest of the year. The Commanders are on a top-5 schedule rest of the season per PFF and the 6th easiest per Fantasy Pros strength of schedule tool. The favorable matchups also suggest dumpster diving after Antonio Gibson on someone's bench, should he reclaim the starting job at any point. He's running as many routes as J.D. McKissick over the last 2 weeks, but commanding a higher target share. Happy to sell off fringe wide receivers like Brandon Cooks, Jacoby Myers, or Jerry Jeudy for B-Rob if I need a running back, or even someone like David Montgomery. But not this next wide receiver who is a buy. Wide receiver Rashad Bateman, Baltimore Ravens, rest season rank wide receiver 30. You need to buy Rashad Bateman. The Ravens' number one wide receiver commanded a team-high 31% target share, was targeted on 33% of his routes run in Week 7. He ran a route on 71% of his dropbacks, came up just 1 yard short of scoring a touchdown. With him back fully healthy, I'd be all over trading for him. Baltimore has the easiest strength of schedule remaining for wide receivers per Fantasy Pros' strength of schedule tool. I'd gladly solve constantly hurt James Conner with a tough schedule approaching for him or this prime sell-high wide receiver. Terry McLaurin, Washington Commanders, rest season rank, wide receiver 28. McLaurin went 5 for 73 and 1 touchdown on 8 targets, 25% target share, and continued his high-end target share with Taylor Heinicke at quarterback from last season. Still, the majority of his production came on a 37-yard long score. Without that long touchdown, he would have finished with just 4 catches for 32 yards. I'd be bearish on McLaurin for the rest of the season for fear that he won't connect on the long ball from Heinicke every week, who has been traditionally struggled to throw the ball downfield. Not to mention, Curtis Samuel also saw just as many targets, but earned them at a higher rate, 29% versus 24%. Jahan Dotson also did not play in this game, but will likely return to the lineup at some point, as will tight end Logan Thomas. I'd rather have Juju Smith-Schuster attached to Patrick Mahomes or running back Devin Singletary in the Bills, a high-powered offense, and I'd especially want this next wide receiver over Terry McLaurin for the remainder of 2022. Wide receiver Cortland Sutton, Denver Broncos, rest of season rank, wide receiver 20. Sutton finished week 7 fourth in air yards on 9 targets, but converted just 3 balls into 23 receiving yards with Brett Rippin at quarterback. He needs a healthy Russell Wilson back at quarterback to realize his fantasy ceiling, which should be coming at worst, hopefully, after the Broncos week 9 bye week. And that's why now is the perfect time to strike a low ball deal for Sutton. Because over the next 4 weeks, Sutton has the number 2 schedule for wide receivers between the Jaguars, Titans, and Raiders per PFF. Even after a down 2 weeks, Sutton ranks 21st with a 25% target share and 23rd with a 34% air yard share ahead of teammate Jerry Jeudy. If I can get Sutton on a major discount with the likes of DJ Moore, Christian Kirk, or Deontay Johnson, I am all for it. I'd also entertain the idea of selling this running back coming off a 2-touchdown game. Running back Ezekiel Elliott, Dallas Cowboys, rest season rank RB20. Zeke did exactly what he was expected to do in week 7. Smashed. He compiled 15 carries for 57 yards and 2 rushing scores against the league's worst run defense. But again, 0 targets. So all that glitters is not gold for Ezekiel Elliott, because this is the exact time to sell high. For back-to-back weeks, Zeke has split backfield opportunities to a near dead even split with Tony Pollard. And in week 7, we saw something unthinkable. Pollard outsnapped Zeke 65% to 49% while running around on 50% of the dropbacks. Elliott also didn't miss much time after taking a shot to the knee that initially looked much worse. As a 2-down, touchdown-dependent grinder back that isn't even the best rusher on his own team, Elliott is the poster boy to sell high this week. Don't be surprised if guys like Ramondre Stevenson, who is still a full-fledged bell cow with Damien Harris back in the lineup, outscores him the rest of the year. Or even my next running back target, Devin Singletary, Buffalo Bills, rest season rank RB21. Devin Singletary is the league's most underrated bell cow. Let's not forget that before their bye week, in week 6, Singletary posted 17 carries for 85 yards and 4 catches for 22 yards on 5 targets, 86% snap share, 67% route participation, 92% opportunity share, elite numbers across the board. Zach Moss was inactive, and James Cook had 2 carries. Bye Singletary coming off the bye week with him not top of mind for the majority of fantasy managers. The Bills have the 7th easiest schedule rest of the season for fantasy running backs. Acquire Singletary with James Conner or David Montgomery. Or even get more with Singletary by shipping off this pseudo fantasy RB1 running back Leonard Fournette, Tampa Bay Buccaneers rest of season rank RB12. Fournette totaled just 10 touches to Rashad White's 7 in week 7. Lombardi Lenny totaled 19 rushing yards and 3 targets, 6% target share, while running around on just 47% of the dropbacks. White has totaled 7 touches in back-to-back weeks, but continues to see his snaps rise. The rookie's 43% snap share was a season high in week 7, but Fournette tied a season low at 60%. And this was a game that the Buccaneers needed to win against Carolina. Following the snaps has been a tried-and-true approach to buying/selling running backs at the right time. And based on the trends, you want to get out of the Fournette business ASAP. His 2.33 yards after contact rank 3rd worst among all running backs at least 30 carries. Tampa Bay also possesses a bottom 5 schedule for running backs over the next 3 weeks and for the remainder of the season. Trade him before Thursday night for players like Ramondre Stevenson, Jalen Waddle, Damian Pierce, Travis Etienne, or even my favorite buy low wide receiver, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Detroit Lions, rest season rank wide receiver 9. St. Brown left week 7 in the first quarter with what was thought to be a concussion. Initially, diagnosis was the potential to miss at least 1 week under the new protocol. However, head coach Dan Campbell said that ASB did not suffer concussion and was kept out due to the new protocol. That gives him a better chance to suit up in week 8 in a plus matchup versus the Dolphins' reeling defense. And better yet, the Lions have the 4th most favorable wide receiver schedule per PFF over the next 4 weeks. So although it's been a while since we have seen him produce, that means he is frustrating his fantasy managers. Take full advantage. I really doubt the Lions are looking to rush back first-round rookie wide receiver Jameson Williams back on the field with their win-loss record sitting at 1-5. Sell a banged-up Mike Evans for St. Brown or this next wide receiver. My number one sell Wide receiver Deebo Samuel, San Francisco 49ers, rest of the season rank wide receiver 13. Brandon Ayuk has led the 49ers in targets, followed by George Kittle and then Deebo Samuel in week 7. It's been back-to-back weeks now that Ayuk has been out-targeting Deebo, and I'm not so sure it's going to revert back to Samuel's favor anytime soon. Ayuk consistently runs the most wide receiver routes on the team every week, and Samuel's low average depth of target, 8th lowest in the NFL, is sure to overlap with future targets for running back Christian McCaffrey. Add literal insult to injury, Samuel has been listed as day-to-day with a hamstring injury. If someone is still treating Samuel like a fringe fantasy wide receiver one, I would sell. He has one top 12 wide receiver finish this season.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.